I'm really rich. I'll show you that in a second.
You know, I get accused of being kind of moderate and center. I plead guilty.
You do not. Congress does not regulate Wall Street. Wall Street regulates Congress.
You're listening to Flashpoints on Pacifica Radio. Welcome back to our weekly election protection bulletin with Greg Pallast. Greg, it is good to have you back with us. There's a lot going on, and let's start in Topeka, Kansas, with the Secretary of State for Kansas, Chris Kobach. He is definitely going head-to-head with the ACLU there.
Yes. Well, first of all, let's place this guy, Kobach, and it's spelled K-O-B-A-C-H, pronounced like Coke with a B-A in the middle. And there's a good reason for that. This guy is the most influential Republican Secretary of State in America. He's the Catherine Harris of 2016. And he was one of the very first governmental supporters, Republican supporters of Donald Trump. In fact, Ann Coulter has said that Trump should pick him as his running mate. So this guy is an important cat. What is this cat up to? Several things. One thing he's up to is challenging. It depends on your viewpoint. He's either saving America from an invasion of aliens, not only from outer space, but from other nations, people waiting the Rio Grande to vote in American elections. He claims that there is a mass incursion of illegal aliens coming into the U.S. to vote, and now they're going to vote for Hillary. To prevent this mass incursion of illegal alien voters, and by the way, the federal government has found almost none in the past 10 years, okay? But he's envisioning that they are there. To prevent this crime, he's never caught one in Kansas, but to prevent this crime that's never happened, he has required anyone registering to vote to prove they are a citizen, which is not as easy as it sounds, Dennis. No, your driver's license doesn't count. Foreigners can have driver's licenses. No, your Social Security card doesn't count. Only three things: naturalization papers, a passport, or your original, and let me emphasize, your original birth certificate. That's it. As a result, the state of Kansas, for example, has suspended the registration of 36,000 young people, which, of course, Kobach doesn't mind because the average age of his voters, I just met him, was about 115. So this is very effective, not only in keeping out voters of color, but young people. Not many poor people in America have passports to prove their citizenship. You know, there's just not a lot of poor Americans and voters of color who've just returned from their vacation in the Alps with their passport. And a lot of people, especially young people, can't find, and people that were born at home and others cannot find their original birth certificate. This is really crushing the voter rolls of the state of Kansas and now Georgia.
And it's a model. It's become a model for across many states at this point, right? And many people.
Yeah, what's happening is. Now, keep in mind, okay, Chris Kobach is the guy who wrote SB 1070 for the state of Arizona, if you remember, which was mostly thrown out as racist and unconstitutional. This guy ain't no foolish redneck, though, bigot. He is a graduate of Harvard, Yale, and Oxford, okay? Now, what he's done, now, if you remember, just a few years ago, Indiana was the first state to require photo voter ID to vote. There was only one in 2006. Now there are 23 states that require it. If Kobach gets away with requiring citizenship proof in Alabama, Kansas, and Georgia, you can bet that coming soon will be North Carolina and, of course, Arizona and many others. They know what they're doing. And, of course, Florida. So Kobach, while he is Secretary of State of Kansas, is very unusual. He's still of counsel. He's still a lawyer for a group called Earley, which is part of a group called Numbers USA and FAIR. Now, if you want to know who FAIR is, which is the Federation for American Immigration Reform, okay, they are a group identified by the Southern Poverty Law Center as a hate group founded by a guy named John Tanton, who says the purpose of the group is to maintain a European American majority. So this is what, and the lawyer is the sitting Secretary of State of Kansas in charge of voting in Kansas, and also the most influential Republican voting official in the United States. One thing he was able to do, okay, was get one of his acolytes from Kansas in as the executive director of something called the U.S. Elections Assistance Commission. And that has had tremendous implications.
All right. Now, we know in this case, the latest action taken by the ACLU, they filed a motion for summary judgment seeking to declare it as a illegal system based on the fact that it's what they call dual registration. Do you know where this case is now, Greg, where this is going?
All right. Let me back up a little because that sounds very technical to most people. Let me explain. Okay. This guy, Brian Newby, a protege of Kobach, who is the lawyer for this hate group and Secretary of State of Kansas at the same time. And by the way, he's a lawyer for Joe Arpaio, the guy who was charged officially with racism by the U.S. Justice Department. His lawyer is Kobach also. Okay, so get a feel for this guy. His acolyte is the chief executive, the executive director of the federal agency that's supposed to protect our vote. Now, what does he do as his first act in office? The first thing he does is allow Kansas, Georgia, and Alabama to have their own special voter registration form. Understand, under Bill Clinton, the United States made a huge leap in the franchise. The biggest thing since the Voting Rights Act of 65 is called the Motor Voter Law. It says when you go get a license, you can sign up, just like in California, I just did it. You sign up and you become a registered voter. By having motor voter forms a part of your driver's license application, that's massively increased the reach of voter registration in America. And the Republicans, especially Kobach, really hate it, okay? So what they've done is they've said the motor voter form does not require, the federal form does not require that you prove your citizenship. You do have to be a citizen, and you have to sign off saying, I am a citizen, check a box, you signed it. And if you lie, Dennis, you go to prison for 5 years. People aren't going to go to prison for 5 years just to vote for school board or even for president. Okay, so there's been no problem with this. People just saying, I'm a citizen, no problem. But Kobach doesn't want that. He wants you to come up with your original birth certificate or passport, or you don't get to register. Now, how do they do that in the motor voter form? He asked the federal government, make a special voter form for my state, for the white Republican-controlled states of Kansas, Alabama, and Georgia. The federal government and the courts have turned him down. He put his own guy in the Elections Assistance Commission, and sure enough, he made special forms for Kansas, Alabama, and Georgia, which require you, it says for just those three states, a special federal form that's only for three states that requires you to prove your citizenship. This is devastating. Like I say, there are 36,000 young people in Kansas whose voting rights have been suspended because they haven't come up with the forms yet. Georgia, which will be a swing state in 12, is also facing, excuse me, in 16, and Alabama, where we're going to have another tight Senate race once again, and where there's been lots of voting shenanigans, they're going to be knocking out people who can't prove that they're citizens. Young people, guess which way they vote. So this is what Kobach has been up to. So this is the latest thing, is the attack on voters as potential aliens. And I want now, always, as you know, Greg Palast is an investigative reporter. And investigative reporters follow the money. Who's paying for this guy? Here's the answer. All right, let's follow the money to Chris Kobach. A group called Numbers USA gave $100,000 to a little town called Farmers Branch, Texas. And they gave that $100,000 to Chris Kobach to defend a racist law of theirs that was immediately thrown out by the courts. So where does Chris Kobach get its pin money? From the Brothers Koch through a chain of front organizations.
And you know, Greg Palast, this is incredibly interesting because the Koch brothers, on the one hand, you hear them saying publicly, we're stepping out of this election, we're not supporting Trump, we don't want any part of this. So you assume they're talking about not controlling the structure and the election. They're just sort of happen to be referring to a particular candidate, but really their hands are all over everything in terms of the control and who really has the power and who has the right, who's going to have the right to vote in the future of this country, which is, everybody knows, white minority.
Well, this is, see, the issue is let's not fall for the jive. It's not a question of whether they support Trump or not. They're putting in $900 million, the brothers. They're raising $900 million, just short of $1 billion. And that will be for this election. If it's not for the presidency, what's it for? It's very clear. If the Republicans lose just four Senate seats, and they've got 24 of their seats up for grabs, if they do lose four of them, which is quite possible, then the control of the Senate flips to the Democrats. Now, I'm not taking sides between the Republican and Democrats. I'm taking sides in terms of allowing people to vote. And you've seen a massive push by the Koch brothers promoting these various voter suppression tactics and organizations pushing for voter suppression, including they were the people who were behind the attack, putting up the money behind the attack on the Voting Rights Act. You know, remember Shelby County, the destruction of the Voting Rights Act was Shelby versus Holder, Shelby County, Alabama. Now, Shelby County, Alabama doesn't have a pot to pee in. They can't pay for fancy lawyers to argue before the Supreme Court. So the money, the cost of the entire case was paid for by an organization funded by the Kochs. So these guys are deep in it. You know, so let's not get fooled by whether they're in love with Trump.
All right, we're getting close to the end of our special podcast here, Greg Palast. This is a weekly podcast. People can look for it. Collaboration, The Best Democracy Money Can Buy, with Greg Palast in collaboration with Flashpoints. It is a weekly election protection bulletin. I guess, Greg, before we go, I always would like to come back to, like, so what are the practical matters? People are hearing this. They may be directly affected by this. So what can people do? What do people do to protect themselves, to insulate themselves?
Well, two things. Number one, as I've said in the prior program, check your registration, man. You may be a non-citizen, a felon. They may accuse you of coming from another planet. I found my own registration missing last week in California. Check online at your Secretary of State's office. You've been voting for 20 years in the same place. Don't matter, Jack. You'd better check. There's all kinds of new ways to flush you out. That's number one. Number two, push back. The League of Women Voters has sued this guy, Kris Kobach, and so has the ACLU. And Kobach's response was to call the League of Women Voters the Communist League of Women Voters. Reporters couldn't believe their ears, so he repeated it. He says, I want you to get this correctly. It's the Communist League of Women Voters. So please support your local Communist League of Women Voters and your local Communist ACLU in fighting for the rights of all Americans not to have to prove their citizenship. In fact, voting is how you prove you're a citizen.
All right, we're going to leave it right there. You have been listening to a weekly election protection bulletin with Greg Palast, a best-selling author, the podcast The Best Democracy Money Can Buy, with the cast of Flashpoints. This will be a cast. We'll be speaking back to you every week. Greg, thanks a lot. More to come.
Okay, fantastic, Dennis. See you next week.
I'm really rich. I'll show you that in a second.
You know, I get accused of being kind of moderate and center. I plead guilty.
You do not. Congress does not regulate Wall Street. Wall Street regulates Congress.